Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is now on. Until March 31st, enjoy contests, performances, free film screenings, and local activities to cultivate your Francophone roots. Join in the fun and visit rvf.ca today.
I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm saying yes to every beat. Yes, 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 this rocks. And then sometimes I switch it up like, no, no, don't stop a rocking.
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. Welcome back. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call for March 14th, 2025, halfway through the month of March. I know, crazy, right? And we've been having some phenomenal weather this week, a couple double-digit days. Really good for the old lizard brain I got rattling around in my skull case here. Kicked off the show with Buckner, Euphoria. And folks, I'm feeling euphoric. This weather has got me riding high. Generally speaking, I'm a March weather fan. I like my spring seasonal conditions. Not too hot, not too cold. I want to take a moment today just to recognize that on the weekend, March 16th, so I think that's what, Sunday, it'll be 5 years since, well, everything shut down due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm not going to reflect too much on that because we're all still kind of figuring it out and processing it. But I do want to take a look at the Billboard Top 100 charts for that week, just right before everything shut down. Because I think it's always very fascinating to look at what was kind of dominant in pop culture around these historically significant moments. So going to Billboard, and yes, I know Billboard is not an accurate reflection of all music, but it's a good barometer for what was hot at the time. So this is, March 14th, 2020. Number one song on Billboard for its 13th consecutive week was The Box by Roddy Ricch, which is a... This one feels like an extremely thank you TikTok song, where I remember hearing it being sampled and used in like hundreds if not thousands of TikToks. Life is Good, Future featuring Drake, could not tell you a single thing about that. Does not compute for me. Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa, oh my gosh. Circles by Post Malone, I'm sorry, he seems like a good guy. I hate Post Malone as an artist. Stupid Love by Lady Gaga, sorry to all my little monsters. No memory of that. We've got stuff like Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. I just remember that because of the Super Bowl. We had, perhaps one of the worst songs of all time, Dance Monkey by Tones and I. Memories by Maroon 5, perhaps one of the worst bands of all time. Another absolute clunker, Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi. Adore You by Harry Styles, which is all right. Say So, Doja Cat, okay, alright, yeah, there's some stuff on here that has kind of persisted, but there's a lot of stuff on here that I think dropped off immediately, and it's a little funny to have a song at number two on the charts called Life is Good, right before life would decidedly not be good. So that's kind of the music of March 2020. I'm curious because I have no recollection of any kind of films. So let's take a look at that. Yeah, okay. The movie releases are even more grim for early 2020. Stuff like Hillbilly Elegy, the book written by the man of a million faces and like five brain cells, J.D. Vance. 365 Days. Never heard of it. The first Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Okay. Cook. Go Wild. You had Christopher Nolan's Tenet. You had Nomadland, Promising Young Women. Okay, all right. You had The Hunt. Okay. That's about it. Not a lot of big movie releases in early 2020, and certainly not a lot of movie releases at any other point in 2020. You really start scraping the bottom of the barrel with stuff like Wonder Woman 1984, featuring the evil Gal Gadot.
And everyone else in grave danger. I need you to give me the stone. What happened to it?
That's the caliber of performance you get when you join the Israeli army instead of acting school. Go figure. And yeah, okay, she was also a part of that really ridiculous... Okay, now this is a powerful memory. That really ridiculous celebrity like Zoom call Imagine video. I don't know if you remember that. It's a powerful, powerful... insanely out of touch thing that they did. I'll play a little clip of it here.
And I gotta say that these past few days got me feeling a bit philosophical. And I ran into this video of this Italian guy playing the trumpet in his balcony to all the other people who were locked inside their homes. And he was playing Imagine, and there was something so powerful and pure about this video And it goes like this. Imagine there's no heaven.
Okay, the last part wasn't in the video. That might have been a little touch from me to you. A little flourish for you. That's how everybody felt and kind of reacted to, once again, a bunch of celebrities singing to us on Zoom call as we were all, you know, concerned about our lives, our well-being. Are we going to have a job? Are we going to be able to survive not working for X amount of time? And surprisingly, you know, this video didn't really do much to improve morale. Huh. Knock me down with a feather. But there you go. That is the evil Gal Gadot. Truly the greatest living actress of all time. Until she's sent to The Hague. Anyways, let's get back to the music. We're going to start it off with a song that is synonymous with the early days of lockdown to me. And it's not Imagine. It's not any of the songs we mentioned in that kind of Billboard Top 100. No, it's actually my goat, my icon, my legend, Warren Zevon. And the title says it all, folks. Splendid Isolation. We'll be right back.
music forever in the in-between. Forever time, forever another thought, eternity. The whole world rolling underneath. Won't learn to turn the other cheek. Won't settle down, no, never. Will I be satisfied to leave well enough alone? Another's eyes to be crimson. Feeling complete.
guess that this must be the place. I can't tell one from another. Did I find you or you find me? There was a time before we were born. If someone asks, this is where I'll be.
Sometimes I wait. Friday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows this winter in partnership with CFRC 101.9 FM, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local faves as well. On March 8th, Montreal punks The Anti-Queens hit the stage in celebration of International Women's Day. Then, on March 14th, don't miss Kingston's Good Times supergroup, Rocket Surgery. On March 16th, the Great Big C's Sean McCann hits the Spire, and the Mahones rage the stage on St. Patrick's Day. On March 20th, the Cancer Bats return to town, and on March 22nd, Canadian pop sensation and Queens alum Devin Cole puts on a show. And on March 29th, don't miss the sweet sounds of Dom Lewis. Unless noted, all KPP shows co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM take place at the Broom Factory. For full info and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Oh, beep, 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 beep. take the long way round a setting sun. You don't know what you're doing. Side of town. Wastrels look at you sideways as if to say, what happened? The rich man looks at you sideways to say, what happened to you, boy? On cataract time, you're tired of pretending, you're tired of playing pretend. This time it's real. It's real. You're on cataract time. Every day we give up time. We pour the drink into a vast glass. We act fast, we think we know enough to go on cataract time. I wear see-through too much and take strolls downtown. Thinking it's a garden of shame. You take the night train and live to see another day. Another day. Another day. Another day. Thank you.
the club go crazy. Kiss my sons like that guy Tom Brady. Get what I want like an iPad baby. Too much sauce gravy. Lucia, make the club go crazy. Kiss my sons like that guy Tom Brady. Get what I want like an iPad baby. Too much sauce
Chia, make the club go crazy. Get what I want, like an iPad baby. That's to all the iPad babies out there. That was Chia, Vancouver's own, with iPad Baby. In this music block, we also heard from Jeanette King with This Might Be It, new Destroyer in the run-up to the upcoming new album, Dan's Boogie. That was Cataract Time. We had Night Cruising by Fishmans. Yes, Fishmans. We had It's Amazing to Be Young, New Fontaines, D.C., This Must Be the Place, Bad Bad Not Good, Nora Jones, Grim Symmetry by Ducks Limited, and we kicked it all off after some somber, truly serious reflection on the COVID-19 pandemic with Warren Zevon's splendid Isolation. Welcome back, or if you're just joining us, welcome in. This is the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am your host, Jesse Bell, and I have been enjoying the beautiful weather here in the city of Kingston, and I'm knocking on wood that we'll get more of the same. I was a little hard on Wyerton Willie and Punxsutawney Phil and any other small rodents that said we were going to have an early spring because, well, a couple weeks ago we had blizzard conditions resulting in, like, I don't know, 50 centimeters of snow. I was out there shoveling it. It certainly felt like 50 to 60 centimeters of snow, maybe because of the wind. Either way, I was like, these little groundhogs, these little rats, I hate them, I hate them, I hate them. But you know what? They might have actually been on to something. Although I think it's, what is it, the Farmer's Almanac is the most reliable judge of kind of climate conditions, even to this very day, which I think is incredible. And also, like, how did they do that, you know? The secret knowledge of the farmers, this tradition that's been passed on generation to generation, they have this supernatural ability to, well, I guess it's not supernatural, it's just natural, but accurately predict what the conditions will be. And as someone who grew up in a rural community and knew plenty of kind of old, stern, stoic farmers, it's as simple as, you know, they just kind of put their three fingers on the side of, like, a gourd, and they give it, like, three presses. They nod once, and they just know, winter soon come. And I think that's incredible. So let's, you know what, invest less in AI and drones and all this technology and just start, you know, deferring to our local old grizzled farmer. It seems to be the method to achieve success. And folks, I would be remiss if I don't mention St. Patrick's Day coming up the start of next week. Not a huge St. Pat's guy, never was, even during my undergrad, mostly because I had to work St. Patrick's Day events during my undergrad. But if you are, hey, enjoy yourself, but please do so safely. Everything in moderation. Please behave responsibly. You made it to the end of the school year, my friends. Don't do something stupid or silly to jeopardize your health or your standing. So enjoy yourself, but please, please, please take care of yourself and take care of one another. There we go. There's my little dad lecture for you. Just please do your best to help yourself and others. All right, folks, let's jump back into the cut here. kick off this music block with Magdalena Bay and Image.
Bye.